All right, Channel 10, I'm here with Aaron Getz from the Microsoft Tag Team. Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Thanks for coming to talk to us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Microsoft Tag, a new technology, a new service, announced at CES 2009. You guys got some great feedback in the blogs and the news sites. First time we've seen it on Channel 10, though. Tell us about Microsoft Tag. What is it? How does it work?
Sure. Well, what Microsoft Tag allows you to do is to quickly link almost anything in the real world to more information or interactive experiences on your mobile phone. So here's an example of Microsoft Tag on the new Halo Wars game that's coming out in February. So here's the tag on the package.
That's this kind of colorful postage stamp.
And it's a small little colorful barcode.
Sure.
And that was optimized to be read by mobile phones. And so when I aim my mobile phone at, at the tag on here, it immediately detects the tag, even though it's completely out of focus.
Sure.
And goes to a website about Xbox 360 that provides a lot more information than they could put on the package, and also has video clips and other interactive features that you couldn't put on a product package.
Sure. Now, we were talking before we started rolling the cameras about how the barcode element is kind of one small part of Microsoft Tag, and the way that it connects to the internet and the way that it links to from the real world to the online world. But let's just talk quickly about kind of the traditional barcode that people have seen probably on the grocery items, and from a the technology behind a barcode and a Microsoft Tag. What's the evolution? What's happened? Why are we not using this barcode style here with Microsoft Tag?
Sure. Well, they both work in sort of a similar way, which is they allow for something to happen when they're scanned. The problem with traditional barcodes is that they were designed to be read by laser scanners and point of sale systems, and they just don't work with most of today's camera phones.
Okay.
The camera phone just can't focus close enough in order to get this picture. So what Microsoft did was basically they went back and from the ground up developed something that was optimized for today's camera phones that could be read by basically even the sort of worst camera phone out there. And then we created a whole system that allows for businesses to basically create and manage and track the performance of these tags, who's scanning, how many people are scanning them, and basically giving them a way to better interact with their customers and to do so in a measurable way.
Great. So the process, once again, is that I use my mobile phone. Now, you have readers for pretty much every manufacturer out there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So we released earlier this month readers for Windows Mobile, for BlackBerry, for iPhone, for J2Me, and for Symbian. So basically, if you've got almost any internet-connected camera phone, you'll be able to scan a tag whenever you see one.
Okay, so I see a tag. I'm in a store, or it's a poster at a bus stop.
That's right, right.
I see the tag. I get my phone. I've already downloaded the kind of application, and I scan that tag. And then what happens next?
Right. So whatever happens next is basically under control of whoever puts the tag someplace. So
right.
in some of the examples that we already were talking about, obviously there'll be a lot of use in marketing scenarios.
Sure.
So on the product package for, let's say, a DVD player, they could have a tag, and then when you scanned it, it would take you to more information about their DVD player, about the line, let you sort of compare models or get a discount or rebate. But you can also use it in sort of non-marketing scenarios. So, like, for example, at a bus stop, they can have a tag on the sign, and when you snap the tag with your phone, you'll be taken to the information, real-time information about the next time the bus would come.
Cool.
Or a system map. It allows any time that somebody is communicating to you in the real world for them to do more than what was possible with straight online information.
Sure.
Offline
and,
information.
And unlike a barcode on a box of cereal, the Microsoft Tag is dynamic in a sense, in that you don't need to change the tag. You just change where the tag points to as part of the service. Is that right?
That's right. One of the features of the campaign management system is that the information that is connected to from the tag can be changed at any time.
That's great.
So it allows for companies to continue to adapt the information that they're providing to the customer. It allows them to provide different offers to different people. Really, it opens up sort of unlimited possibility for what you can do.
Now, you've got a really interesting example here. This is your business card, and on your business card, you have a tag. So what are you doing here? When I'm scanning the tag on your business card with my phone, what happens? What do I get?
Well, opening a website is just one of the actions that a tag can cause your phone to offer to do. So, for example, you could set up a tag that with a telephone number, and when you scan that, the phone would ask whether or not you wanted to dial the telephone number without you having to enter it in.
Sure.
But one of the other uses is we have is the ability to enter contact information into your phone. So here the tag is put on my business card, and when I aim the application at it, it immediately detects the tag and then offers to import my contact information into the phone's address book.
Great. So scanning the tag, and the tag tells the application on your phone to go to a certain location on the web and pull that information. In this case, it's your
that's
contact
right.
Details.
So what I had done was I'd gone to tag.microsoft.com, which is the website that's open for any business or consumer to create their own tags. And I went there and told it to create a business card tag, and I provided my contact information. And then there's a button on there that allows you to basically get the graphic image.
Sure.
And I had it printed on my cards, and now anytime anybody scans the card, it offers to enter the information directly into their phone.
That's great. So what are some of the other creative uses that you've seen, both since the announcement of CES, people either using it like on a business card or advertising their blog, or even businesses? I think you mentioned before, like the real estate industry had application for a Microsoft tag. What are some cool things you've seen?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the things that, are going to be the major uses of tags are going to be in situations that where businesses want to interact more closely with their customers. And, you know, yeah, you mentioned the real estate example.
Sure.
It's actually a great one. Where they can add tags to the flyers and the signs outside of houses, and then when they scan it, provide virtual house tours and more information than they could put out front.
Sure.
But what's also nice is that everything that you've ever scanned is saved on your phone. So when you got back home from sort of driving around the neighborhood, all the houses that you had seen and were interested in would still be there in your history, and you could basically go to your agent and say, "Oh, here are the places that I saw." But we do have people doing some less or more unusual things, I guess, with tags. So we've had people talk to us about using them for contests on Jumbotrons at stadiums.
Oh, wow.
There's actually photos circulating around of people who've already created T-shirts
with a
tag that links to their like Facebook profile.
That's
so
cool.
So you can click their shirt and basically check them out.
Very cool.
And one of my coworkers' favorite idea involves creating a dog tag with a Microsoft tag on it.
Right.
That when you, if you found the dog, you could scan the tag and basically get more information about where to return the thing, but also in a way that that you can't just kind of look at the tag and kind of strike up conversation with her. So.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, so if the dog's lost, then that pertinent information is there, but it's kind of not hidden, but it takes a little bit.
That's right.
You couldn't just glance at it and work out, oh, you live in this place.
Yeah, and if you really wanted to, you could actually just, because you can change the content behind a tag at any time, you could set up the tag to say, hey, try again later, and then when you realize that you couldn't find your dog, you go back up and change the contact information. So even if somebody sort of slyly used their camera phone at the park or whatever, they wouldn't have your home number and stuff like that.
That's fantastic. Now, how much does it cost to create a tag? Can I create one for free? Does it cost me anything?
Sure, sure. So right now, the application for your cell phone obviously is free, and you can there's no charge to scan tags.
Where do we download that from?
You can get that at gettag.mobi, but anytime you'd see a tag, it has instructions for where to get the application.
Right,
so you don't need to be too worried about it.
Cool.
It uses the data plan on your phone, but other than that, there's no cost. During the beta, anyone, any business, any person can go to the web and create as many tags as they want for whatever purpose they want, and there's no charge for that either. Even the reporting and analytics that are built into the thing are available completely for free for anyone. You can see, how many people scanned your tag on Tuesday morning, or I'll know how many people have entered my business card into their phone. Eventually, we may charge for some services for some classes of users. Nothing's been decided for certain yet, but anything that you did do now, you would be able to use free of charge for at least another couple of years.
That's fantastic. Now, the two URLs we mentioned before, one for information on the tag service is?
Oh, so if you want to learn more about tag, you can go to microsoft.com/tag.
Right.
And that's our information website that's kind of up on the screen behind us.
Uh-huh.
And that will direct you to tag.microsoft.com, which is the site that you can go to create your own tags and to come back and see how they're doing and things like that.
And I need a Windows Live ID to sign in to create
a
tag?
In order to obviously stop other people from
using your tags
using
and
your
kind
stuff,
of stuff,
you need an ID and password. But so if you already have a Live ID, you can just use that. Otherwise, you just go through a few steps to create one of those, and you're ready to go.
Great. And a cell phone with a data plan in order to actually snap the tags and get the information.
That's right.
You've got readers for pretty much every mobile phone out there?
Yeah, so we've covered all the major phone platforms. Like I think we had talked earlier, Windows Mobile, iPhone, BlackBerry, Symbian, J2ME. So basically, if you've got a camera and you've got an internet connection, you're probably good to go.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, we'll thank you for coming and talking to us, and we look forward to hearing more about Microsoft Tag in the future.
Well, thanks for having me.
Cheers.